Well, good morning. We are here with the Suzy Scoop. It is a beautiful, sunshiny weekend. It's going to be hot out there, of course, because it's June. School is ending, so I think that we assume that it's going to be like that. Friday, for a lot of us, will be the last day of school. I know some schools got out a little bit earlier, but I'm guessing that this weekend there's going to be a lot of pool play going on. That's where I hope to be part of the weekend. We'll start off talking a little bit about Thursday, because that's really, you know, let's face it, that's where the weekend starts, right? First, to kick things off, the Senior Center yard sale, this is something they have a couple times a year, and Thursday is what they call their preview sale, and it's $5 at the door. You can get in from 6 to 8 on Thursday evening, and you get to check out everything early. And that $5 goes toward the Senior Center, which, if you don't know anything about it, I highly suggest getting on their website and learning a little bit more about it, because when you think Senior Center, I think most people think, like, old people sitting around playing, you know, chess or something, and it's not like that. The Senior Center is all about people really getting older people, quote unquote, getting really involved in doing fun things. They travel, they do volunteering, they do all kinds of just really amazing things. It's such a positive, vibrant environment. I got to visit there through Leadership Charlottesville this year and met some just really amazing people, and they do just such great things. So at this yard sale, they raise some money for the center. And they have everything from books and baby items and strollers and just everything. So Thursday, you can do the preview. That's $5 at the door. And then Friday and Saturday, they're open, and there's no cost for that. It's from 8 to 5 on Saturday and then 8 to 5 on Friday and 8 to 1:30 on Saturday. So all kinds of great things. But getting in there early is always a great idea because you get first pick. And then right now, if you have been on the downtown mall in probably the last week or so, if you looked up into the trees, you probably noticed that there was something special up there, and those were photographs. And the Look 3 Festival of the Photograph is going on right now. I love this time of year. I love being down on the downtown mall. I say that all the time. I just think it's such a special part of what Charlottesville is all about. But when you go down there right now and you see those photographs in the trees, it really kind of just sets off how special this place is. And the Look 3 Festival of the Photograph has been going on for quite a few years. There are too many opportunities, workshops, exhibits, and things for me to list off here. We would be here for the next hour for me to go through all of that. So what I'm suggesting is check out their website at www.look3.org. There are tons of just amazing chances to see and hear from some of the country's best photographers. These are people that work for National Geographic, and just, I mean, there are locals, there's from all over the place. It's such an amazing opportunity, and something that I think is really, again, I talk about this all the time, really unique to Charlottesville. I've lived in a lot of cities, and having these kind of opportunities just don't come up everywhere. And then another thing, you know that I love to shop, so I have to throw this out there. Barracks Road Sidewalk Sale kicks off on Thursday. It runs all weekend. Almost all of the stores participate in this sidewalk sale, so there will be tons of things on sale. A lot of the stores will be doing kind of their clearance sale, and even some of the restaurants get into this. I know that Brick's Pizza is doing like a buy two entrees and get an appetizer free, which I also like to eat, so that's fabulous. And there's some great new stores that have come into Barracks Road, including Pink Palm, J. McLaughlin, Slice Pizza, really great pizza. That's a local restaurant, Layers Bed Company, and I had seen recently a sign that said Sweet Frog was coming to Barracks Road, and because I live a little bit closer to there, I was pretty excited about that, and I did confirm that Sweet Frog is coming to Barracks Road, so that's pretty exciting. So there's definitely opportunities on Thursday for having some fun. And then coming into Friday, an event that I've talked about a few times, something that's near and dear to my heart, is the Women's Health Virginia annual conference, Play and Peak Performance, Gains and Pains for Active Girls and Athletes. I have two little athletic girls in my family, and this is just something that I feel so strongly about, because keeping kids active is such an important part of what we need to do today, and then and keeping girls active. And girls' sports have come a long way. I'm just reading the keynote speaker on Friday is Michael Sokolov, who is a New York Times writer, sports writer. And he's just an amazing writer. And I read his book, Warrior Girls. And, I'm in my 30s and learning more about Title IX and what it was like before Title IX came about. I think we're pretty lucky as girls now, but there's a lot that we have to learn about women's sports and how to keep our girls active and healthy at the same time. So Michael Sokolov is the keynote speaker. Tara Wheeler from CBS 19 will be there. UVA Docs, there's the National Association for Girls and Women in Sport, VCU. There's just so many fabulous speakers all in one place. And that's on Friday at 8 a.m. Pre-registration is greatly appreciated because lunch will be served. So we need to know how many people to feed. But at the same time, if you want to show up on Friday morning, we will not send you away. I promise that. Friday, last day of school for my children, probably for a lot of other kids out there. Bounce and Play is doing something kind of fun all day. They're charging just $5 for admission, so you can come. You can come all day if you want to. And they're also doing free train rides all day. So if you're thinking, "Oh my gosh, summer's here! I don't know what to do," head over to Bounce and Play. It's nice and cool, air conditioned inside there. Wear the kids out. Tons of fun. They've really Bounce and Play was amazing when it opened, but they've even taken it to the next level, and it's just a great place for lots of fun. And then I talked a little bit about the Look 3. Photography festival, and at Fridays After Five, after Belize Brazil's performance at Fridays After Five, they're going to do this great photo projection called Shots, and it'll feature 25 cutting edge photographers at the pavilion. So that's pretty cool. I think kind of one of those really special things that you just can't get that kind of stuff just anywhere. Saturday. Oh my gosh, so much going on, and it's going to be hot out, but I think it's summer, so I think that's kind of exciting. So there's a couple options here for things to be inside or outside. Central Library, I go on and on about the library system here, because they just offer so many free opportunities for, and it's not just for kids. I just wrote an article, if you've been on Susie's site, I just wrote an article about an adult reading program, too, that they have going on, summer reading program. I think a lot of us coming into summer, we think we're going to the beach, get some good books, or just have a little bit of extra free time. They've got some great opportunities there, and they're kicking off their kids' summer reading program at the Central Library on Saturday at 11 o'clock. They're going to have food and fun. There's going to be entertainment. You sign up for their summer reading club. You get a book bag, all that kind of stuff. And the part of the summer reading program is you don't have to read a certain number of books. The kids don't have to. They just want to keep kids reading. So you keep your reading log and bring it in each week, and you get a little prize. And it's just a lot of fun. And then you really kind of stay in the loop on all the great things they have going on there. It's not just reading. They do so many fun things there. And then also, one thing that I'm really excited about, because it is going to get pretty hot by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the Northside Library does something once a month called Books Made Into Movies. And they do sometimes for kids, sometimes for adults. And this Saturday's movie is Secretariat. And I had to talk about that because I love that movie. I literally have probably watched it with my kids about 5 times, and I cry every time. 2 o'clock, it's free. So this kind of stuff that really, if you're looking for free entertainment or low-cost entertainment, the library is a great place to look, whether you're an adult or a child. Another thing that I'm super excited about, from 10 to 12, the Shenandoah National Park, they have a bird visitor center, which is on Skyline Drive, milepost 51. They have Jeff Ault, who is an award-winning author of A Walk for Sunshine. He's going to come in and do a seminar from 10 a.m. to noon about hiking with kids. Give you all this information about how to, gear and planning and food and how to keep the kids entertained, how to make it really fun for the kids. Not just, I love to hike, but sometimes my kids get a little whiny after a while. And so I'm really excited about Jeff sharing his knowledge and really kind of making it so that it is a great experience for everyone. Because we have we are surrounded by beauty here, and being able to take advantage of that is just so great. So that's at the Bird Visitor Center. And you don't have to have reservations, but again, they always request it. It just makes planning easier. And their phone number there is 540-999-3500. Saturday night, I'm so excited. It is the Veritas Vineyard Starry Nights, the kickoff of this great Veritas tradition, I guess you'd call it. The Hackensaw Boys are coming. They are bluegrass, but they are kind of wild and crazy bluegrass. That live music, wine, and the great outdoors, three of my favorite things, what I love about summer. Tickets there run, $15 to get in if you just want to get in, get your wine glass, and we kind of do a tailgating type thing. But or you can do $35, then you get a seat at a table on the lawn with the buffet, or $50, you get a fancy meal at a table and full service. Kids under 10 are free, and 10 to 16 are $10. And that Veritas, gorgeous out there, wonderful wine, and there's just tons of people, and it is so much fun. And there's the space is really truly unlimited, so you just kind of come and enjoy yourself. And then this year's a really, I do a lot of research trying to find things that are unique, things that are special. We know some about these things that are great about Charlottesville. What are some of the really fun, different things? And I found something that's happening the second Saturday of every month from May through September. That is this weekend, so June 11th. The BLM Bull and Rodeo Company hosts bull riding events at Oakland Heights Farm, which is out in Gordonsville, so not a far ride from here. Runs $10, $15 for adults, $10 for children. Three and younger are free. It's truly a family-friendly event. They do food and vendors and music, and they, as their website says, and lots of bucking bulls. So they also these are top bull riders that come in and compete in this. And then they also have halfway through the night they have a ladies barrel racing competition. So it's just, I haven't been to one yet. It is on my list for this summer of really fun things to do something different, to get ourselves out there. And so that, again, is at the Oakland Heights Farm, which you can look up. Their website is www.oaklandheightsfarm.us. And, again, that's $15. So that's on Saturday. I just think that would be something totally out of the ordinary to do and, you know, kind of one of those memory makers. And then, again, on Sunday, we did this. My kids and I just did this recently. My daughter went on a field trip to the Lewis and Clark Exploratory Center, which is at Darden Tow. And then I couldn't make that field trip. So when we were at the soccer tournament this weekend, we headed over and checked it out. And if you haven't been there, this is just such a fun opportunity to do something kind of special that you don't really, again, you don't see this kind of stuff everywhere. Here in the middle of this great park, there's this big keelboat and this chance to really learn about the past and the present at the Exploratory Center. They're open on Saturday from 10 to 4, Sundays from 12 to 4, and they have all kinds of fun things. And this week, each week they kind of have a special activity. And this weekend they're calling it the Make Your Own Museum. You can fabricate your own displays, and they have all these kind of little miniature canvases to paint and all that kind of stuff. And my 8-year-old just loved it. There's a rope swing there that she swore she would never get on, and now we can't get her off of it. So it's just one of those fun things to check out. And then where I will be on Sunday morning, the Run to Rebuild at Feather Ridge Farm, the race starts at 8 o'clock. This is a 5K, starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. If you haven't registered yet, please get online and do that, or you can register at 7:30. That's bright and early, 7:30 at the race. This is going to be such a fun race. I've talked about it before. It's not your typical race. It's along the grass and packed dirt, and you end up at this waterfall, bring your swimsuits. There's going to be massage, acupuncture, food, live music. It's just going to be incredible. This is the first year they've done this. It's going to be an absolutely incredible race because it's just so different. And the money that they raise from this race will go to Habitat for Humanity and the Sunrise Park here in Charlottesville. And Sunrise Park is a really unique venture in that it's currently a mobile home park, and they are not displacing any of the residents. What happens sometimes when you go in and you fix these places up is that then there's no place for the residents to go, and they're really making an effort to take care of these people. It's such an amazing community thing. So that's the Run to Rebuild. That is sponsored by Clay Fitness. I am Clay Fitness and Nutrition and Eat, and there will be door prizes, and I will be there signing you in, and then I will be racing. I will be trying to race, so I hope I can see you there. And then one last thing. I've talked a little bit about the Shenandoah National Park earlier, and we have right here in Charlottesville, it's called the SNP Trust, which is an organization that raises money to keep the Shenandoah National Park as amazing as it is or continue to improve it. And that is actually located right here in Charlottesville, and they are doing 2 sessions of volunteer orientation. So this gives you an opportunity to volunteer at different spots throughout the park to really help teach visitors about what the park is about and help preserve this incredible resource that we have right here in our midst. These sessions run from 10 to 11 and 4 to 5 on Sunday. And the S&P Trust is over on Market Street at 414 East Market. You can register online by emailing info@snptrust.org or call 293-2728. There's all kinds of shift. You can volunteer on the weekends, on the weekdays, whenever it fits into your schedule. They're just really excited about having people come in and take part of that. So I hope that you will all get out there. And again, you know, I want to remind you all that this is just a brief kind of a smattering of all different kinds of things that are going on around Charlottesville. Get on the site at suzysaid.com/Charlottesville. Check out the calendar, the articles. There is so much more. So if you're not, you didn't hear what you wanted to do when I was talking today, don't worry. There's something else out there for you. Check the calendar. There's just tons of fun, whether you want to be outdoors, indoors, any of that. So check it out. Have a great weekend, and hopefully I will see you at one of these great events.